I was very disappointed, I think.
That is Marie Carney, 17 years old, a graduate of St. John Paul II High School, class of 2020.
It was very interesting. It actually didn't start off as I planned. December months weren't too bad until everything hit with COVID, which was a little upsetting, I think, for everyone, especially the seniors.
Marie says the coronavirus pandemic has denied her of her senior class activities, sports, and mostly a trip to New York City to sing with her school choir.
Every year, our choir takes a trip to New York City and we go see Broadway shows, and then we also sing in the churches around there. Last year, we sang at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and then actually freshman year, it was a different trip, but we actually got to go to Rome and sing at the Vatican, which was amazing.
One thing that she hopes she won't go without is her commencement ceremony.
I'm like very excited that we are having a graduation at least. I know like other schools kind of just get their diplomas and just like walk on stage. It's nice to be able to have that opportunity to just really like close off the year, because I honestly still don't feel like I've graduated, or like high school's ended kind of. So it's just nice to be able to have that in August.
What are your plans for next year? Where are you going?
I will be attending Ave Maria University in Florida. My sister actually goes there and she's a junior. I'm planning on studying politics and law.
Marie says learning from home wasn't as effective as being in a classroom, but she is grateful that she was able to continue with her studies. Some of her classes this year, she says they couldn't be more relevant to real life.
I took AP Gov and politics this year. And I loved that class. It was so interesting. And I just thought it was like so relevant, like especially today, just with like how the government works and just all like the current events and everything.
Marie says although going through the pandemic has been stressful, she is mostly grateful for the opportunity it presented her.
Much as there were like many disappointments, I really enjoy just being to be able to like stay with my family, especially like college is coming up. It was just kind of nice to just be able to spend the time with them. I know at times it could be kind of crazy, but it was just nice to really spend time with them and just, I don't know, get to know them before I send off again.
But the most important lesson out of this pandemic comes from within.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's just really like thankfulness. I've always been like thankful for my family, but I think we definitely like overlook these things a lot. And just like how we are able to go to school and like how we have a home and how we have food and everything, which like a lot of people actually don't get the opportunity to have. So I think it's just, we're so blessed to be like in this country and to just have all these opportunities.
Marie is her class valedictorian, an honor that took dedication and perseverance.
I think it's taken a lot of hard work and dedication to like achieve valedictorian. I live 45 minutes away from school, and it took just getting home at like 10 o'clock after sports and then studying homework until 12 or later, and then waking up at 6 a.m. every day. And it was a lot. And I think it just took a lot of like time management for me to just be able to actually achieve this much. So I'm really proud of that.